With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Doctors at Shifa Hospital in Gaza City say they fear the remaining 36 newborn babies needing intensive care treatment may die because of the ongoing fighting there between Israeli troops and the Hamas terrorists.
Doctors inside that hospital are telling the BBC that more than 30 babies are now seriously at risk because of power outages and because of increased fighting around the hospital. And the latest, actually, is that the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says that 6 babies have now died because of that increased fighting. Israel maintains it is not targeting hospitals and that the hospital conceals Hamas tunnels underneath and command centers.
That's the BBC's Mark Lowen reporting. Donald Trump's defense team slated to start questioning witnesses today in the civil fraud trial in New York against the Trump Organization. Alina Haba is a Trump attorney in that trial and says they do plan to ask for a mistrial.
This judge has to be the one that decides, is he going to recuse himself? Does he feel that there was a mistrial? It's a bench trial. We have one judge, and it's the same judge that issued the gag order that has to make those determinations.
And her comments airing on Fox News Sunday morning. The Pentagon and U.S. officials say the U.S. military conducted airstrikes on 2 locations in eastern Syria involving Iranian-backed groups hitting a training location and a weapons facility. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the strikes are in response to attacks on bases housing U.S. forces.
We will take all necessary measures to protect our troops. The safety of our troops and our civilians are of utmost importance to the President of the United States and to me. And so we will do what's necessary to protect our troops.
And that is U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, and this is SRN News. It's shaping up to be a solemn Christmas this year in Jerusalem, Michael Harrington reports.
The leaders of all the major Christian denominations in the Holy City say churches all across the country should keep their holiday celebrations modest this year in solidarity with the victims of the October attack by Hamas and the ongoing war. It's already widely expected that tourism to Israel next month will be much diminished by the crisis. In addition to Christmas, Hanukkah begins at sundown on December 7th. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Algerian government continues its crackdown on churches. The International Christian Concern Group reporting that a new ruling the government has decreed no more than 10 people may gather in a home for religious purposes. Algerian officials have also begun closing churches with no warning or explanation. ICC reports life for the country's small Christian minority has gotten even tougher since the Israel-Hamas war began. This is SRN News. Long-haul carrier Emirates says it will buy Boeing aircraft in a deal worth $52 billion. Emirates CEO and Chairman Sheikh Ahmed bin Zayed Al Maktoum made the announcement on Monday at the Dubai Air Show. On hand was Dubai's Crown Prince, Deputy Crown Prince, for the announcement. Boeing said it was delighted by the order. And Sheikh Zayed also said the deal would see the carrier purchase 90 Boeing 777 aircraft, 55 of them in its 7779 variants, 35 of them in the 7778. So it would also buy an additional 5 Boeing Dreamliner aircraft. International students attending U.S. universities in surging numbers last year, rebounding from a pandemic slump with the help of a 35% jump in students coming from India, new study coming from the State Department and Institute of International Education. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.